Florida Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran is not shy about his support for charter schools and the state's private school voucher program. He championed school choice policies during his stint in the legislature, but his placement as chief of the state's education system is beginning to worry public school leaders. Recent comments about the future of public education has raised alarm bells for supporters of traditional public schools. I'm Lynn Hatter. When Richard Corcoran was Speaker of the House, he pushed through an aggressive expansion of charter schools and voucher programs. When Governor Ron DeSantis named Corcoran to lead the state's public school system, traditional school advocates worried about what that would mean. Florida had about 2.8 million kids enrolled in public schools last year. Now, though, Leon County Superintendent Rocky Hanna worries those fears are being validated.
You know, I met several months ago with the Commissioner of Education, and he made no bones about it. He doesn't see anything wrong with cutting our public school system in the state of Florida by 2/3.
Corcoran couldn't be reached for comment. Sam Abrams leads Columbia University's nonpartisan Center for the Study of Privatization in Education.
Well, it's certainly about choice. The policymakers who push for charters and vouchers do believe that parents should have more choice. This goes all the way back to 1955 when Milton Friedman made this argument in an essay called The Role of Government in Education. And libertarians in particular have been beating this drum ever since.
While charter schools in Florida are considered public schools, they're still privately managed. Florida had about 296,000 students enrolled in charters in the 2017-18 school year. Another 108,000 attended private schools through the Corporate Tax Scholarship Program. School choice supporters often point to studies showing those students do better than their traditional school counterparts, and that's been the argument in Florida now for years.
If you get better results from charter schools, you have to look at those results quite carefully. There's screening going on, and that means that underperforming students aren't getting in there in the first place. They can be counseled out. You have to ask yourself, what is the impact of a concentration of underperforming students, especially students with emotional behavioral problems, in public schools? That ultimately, I think, is the primary problem with all this choice. Is you're going to have severe segregation.
And Abrams says that's bad for the quality of education systems unless there are significant controls. Take the Netherlands, for example.
The Netherlands, of all places, which has a strong welfare state with approximately 70% of their students using vouchers. But all the teachers have to be certified. The curricula have to comport with national standards, meaning no teaching of creationism in science classes, for example. And the teacher salaries are on a ladder, a national ladder, so you can't drive down teacher salaries, which is often the case where you have charter schools and private schools funded by vouchers because the teachers don't have to be certified, so that drives down salaries.
Schools in the Netherlands have registration, not admissions offices, meaning they can't discriminate or cherry-pick students. And that's been a constant source of criticism against such schools in Florida. Abrams says there's little dispute over whether privatization in public education gives parents more choice. It does. But he notes teachers and schools often come out on the losing end, something teachers unions like the Florida Education Association have railed about for years.
We have folks that are in our legislature that are talking about charter schools and voucher schools. They're trying to create a parallel school systems. And this is the have and the have-nots. We've seen this before prior to Brown versus Board of Education.
Fed Ingram heads the FEA.
And so we're telling this legislature, and we've been telling them for the better part of two decades, that one, your accountability system is not working for black and brown children. It is labeling them in a way that is negatively impacting their opportunity, their hope, and their families. This is far beyond math and science. This has had a subliminal effect on business and commerce and housing. And so we're resegregating our entire fabric in the state of Florida by this advent of charters and vouchers and private schools.
Earlier this year, choice advocates scored a major win in a long-running lawsuit. At issue was whether the Florida legislature is upholding a constitutional mandate to adequately fund a safe and high-quality system of public education. The group Citizens for Strong Schools argued Florida is funding two separate systems of public education through its use of charter schools and the private school scholarships. They said such programs take money away from traditional public schools, but the courts ruled there was no correlation between funding and student performance on national measures. While Commissioner Corcoran envisions a system where most students attend charter and private schools, Leon County Superintendent Rocky Hanna wonders what happens to those students who are left behind.
As you expand these vouchers and charter schools, they're only going to slowly bleed to death our traditional public schools, and as resources go away, it makes it harder for us to serve kids, especially those with special needs, which a lot of these private schools, they don't have to abide by the same rules that we do because they're not sending them federal money. They're just sending them state money. But for us, money's money.
Choice advocates point out the state's corporate tax scholarships largely go to minority students, seemingly countering the segregation narrative. And while the number of students in a district may fall, the district's costs don't, leading to crumbling schools, budget cuts, and program losses. Florida's schools are already resegregating as families flock to schools and zip codes perceived to be better. And that loss, says Columbia University's Abrams, only amplifies segregation.
They're taking with them their voice for better teacher pay, smaller classes, microscopes and computers in classrooms, more science labs. They're taking with them what I call their countervailing voice for such improvements.
A 2017 study out of the Leroy Collins Center notes Florida's path toward the resegregation of public schools. And it comes at a time when the state's corporate tax scholarship program could soon top $1 billion, while traditional public schools continue to serve the vast majority of the state's students. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.